With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It means the props are out for giving props. Last week, our winner, Stacy, had 10 of 10 correct. We're going to go over our initial thoughts, our initial leans on the props for this week, as they were last week. I think they're lined well. I think they're not easy to pick these props, so we'll get to them in a second. But, of course, it's giving props back for round two of the postseason. If you missed last week, free to play, no problem. It's a new week, new props, and another $2,000 up for grabs. Just go right now to betql.com/props to sign up. 10 new props have been posted. They're up right now. The most correct picks this week, once again, wins $2,000. And if you enter, automatically entered for a chance to win $10,000. Someone's going to win that. $10,000. It could be you. Head over to betql.com/props right now to make your picks. That's betql.com/props. And Joe, the best part is last week that it was 10 for 10. It took 10. Like, this wasn't like, oh, I'll just throw something against the wall, hit 6 of 10, and I win. No. You had to hit 10 of 10. That shows, I'm sure, a lot of people signed up, but there's a lot of people that have become good at props. This is how a lot of people do bet. This is how they like to bet. So I'm not surprised it took a lot to win last week.
And a lot of times you just correlate it with what you think is going to happen. So, okay, a team is going to lose, or they fall behind early and we have a very high number with the rushing yards. Let me go under. Or it's going to be a shootout like we saw last time Bucks and Rams got together. Let me go over on the passing yards. I figured, the more and more I heard about giving props, and I heard it aired on The Score, I'm sure in Philadelphia it was being aired on WIP as promos. More and more I heard it, I said, oh, this is going to be tough. Be a lot of people. You're probably going to have to go 10 for 10. It can happen. It happens every single week. But the big prize, not only the weekly for 2K, the big prize in the end, 10K for doing very little on your part.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, you know, let's dive in here. We have the props up. They're up right now at betql.com/props. Let's give our initial thoughts. And, Aaron, I think these are difficult. The first one, Ja'Marr Chase, over under 89.5 yards. He had a very big game in his first playoff game. I wouldn't be surprised if he does again. He's been the number one target of Joe Burrow now basically the entire season. And we know the Titans' corners are weak. The only worry I have is that Joe Burrow gets hit and sacked, and he can't get the ball out to Ja'Marr Chase. 89.5 is a big number, but boy, it's hard to ignore how poor the Titans corners have been against big receivers.
I was thinking maybe an under here. I mean, do we think he can repeat the same performance that he had last week? It's going to be tough. He doesn't fly over this number like consistently. And I cross-checked it. FanDuel has it at 77.5. So I'm leaning under on this one.
Joe, what do you think?
So I think the Titans are going to get out to a lead. I like the Titans in this matchup, but that means it's catch-up time. Zach Taylor isn't going to be able to run the ball with Mixon maybe as much as he would like. So he's going to be looking for Chase. Last few games, very efficient. That quarterback-wide receiver combo. But I'm with Aaron. I would still go under. I don't think he's getting to that 90 mark.
So it's interesting as you look at his game logs. As we talk through it, I'm with you too. I think you're right that under is the right play. He doesn't have any games around this. He has six games over 100, a couple over 200. It's feast or famine with him. Like, he's had games of 26 yards, of 35 yards, 60 yards, and then he goes to 175 or 200. Here's the way I'll put it. If he goes over, he's probably going way over, because that's what he's been this year. When he goes over, he goes significantly over. But I think the under is probably the right play. It's a lot of yards. A.J. Brown, 74.5 receiving yards for the Tennessee Titans on Saturday afternoon. Another pretty big number for a team we think is going to run the football, have a lead. What do you think?
I'm going over. We've got a better number here. And what you'll notice if you go down A.J. Brown's game log is when they pop against really good teams, when they win, he has a massive game. San Francisco, when they won 20-17, he had 11 catches, 145 yards. Indianapolis Colts, officially not a playoff team, but they were certainly in the mix and they should have been there. When they beat them, 155. When they beat the Chiefs, 133. When they beat the Bills, 91 yards. So if they're going to win and make it to the AFC Championship game, we talk so much about Derrick Henry, and I understand why, because he's a superstar and he's making his way back, but they need a big game from A.J. Brown.
Well, and he does play well in wins, which is interesting, right? A lot of receivers do their damage in losses. He does well in wins. He's a big part of what
teams.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to keep throwing on the football. He gets his targets there. That's it. Then the number's better. You're right. It's a much easier number to cross than Ja'Marr Chase. I'll tell you what I like. I like the Aaron Jones number, over 55.5 yards.
Me too. I don't have a good feel for the last one, but I do like over on Aaron Jones. The last, four or five games, he's gone over that easily. So that could be an over.
Now, he's averaged this year 53.3 yards per game, which is, it tells you it's lined where it should be. This is kind of his number for the season. He did have 82, though, against the 49ers when they played in September. I like that one. I would go with the over. What do we think on Aaron Rodgers? 278.5 passing yards. Does Aaron Rodgers have to eclipse this for the Packers to win? I don't think he does.
Nope. Absolutely not. Yeah, this is going under. It's going
that's
way under.
That's a big number.
It is. Yeah, that's a large number. I mean, even against when they played Baltimore in that high-scoring game, he threw for 268 against a secondary that didn't have anybody. So he still went under there.
Against the Vikings, 288. Sorry, Joe.
There was a stretch where, his numbers were off the charts when he was going over 300 in three straight weeks. He can, but I – playoff spot, I would lean to the under. And part of the reason we talked about Aaron Jones going over is because I expect Green Bay to be playing from in front. If they're doing that, they don't need Rodgers to throw 40 times.
Right. Yeah, I think this is an under. I think they're up. He's efficient. He doesn't have to drop back to pass over and over on third and longs. They don't have a lot of penalties. This is a very – unless they're in a shootout, which I don't anticipate with the Niners running the football – this feels like an under. The next one is my favorite prop here. Last week, I think we all said, take the over. Debo Samuel's over-under on his rushing yards last week was 36.5 in the first week of giving props. This week, they made it a little bit more challenging. So the number is 106.5 combined rushing and receiving yards for Debo Samuel. This feels like a very big number. But if you go look at what he's done over the last eight or so weeks – he's had a lot of games where he flies over this number when you add together the two stats. When you throw in, his 50-75 receiving yards in a particular game, his 40-60 rushing yards in a particular game, I don't think this number's too high. I mean, he can get 8 yards a carry rushing the football on four or five carries, and that doesn't mean he has to do much in the receiving game to get over this. Joe, what do you think on this? Debo, 106.5 combined.
It's really high. I've talked a lot this week about his impact in the running game, but even in the second half of the season, as lofty as this number is, so in December, Atlanta would have gone under. Cincinnati would have gone under this. Minnesota, Jacksonville. Four games in a row, it would have gone under this number. I just think it's way too high, and if you're going up against San Francisco, he is priority A1 I mean, that's the guy you're concerned about. If he has a big game, they're going to be hanging around. If you can contain Deebo Samuel, they really don't have much of a shot to win this game. So I would go under, even though I love what he's done.
I'm thinking under, too. His rushing yards don't really add up. When you look at the rushing and the receiving together, it seems a little risky to take the over to me on this one.
He was great last week, and he barely goes over this number.
But if you go back, so last week he had, what, 110 combined yards, I believe, right, 72 and 38?
Yep.
If you go back to the last eight games of the season, that's really when they started using him as a back. You know, we talked yesterday in the first matchup, 2 carries, 0 yards. He wasn't a running back. The last 8 weeks of the regular season, he averaged 42 and 65. What is that? We're talking about 107. He averaged this.
He's going under half of these when you look at the game log.
Right, but on an average, he's here. Every week, he's got this many yards combined. And it's 8 weeks, right? It's not like 3 or 4 weeks. Doesn't he have to be their guy on Saturday? Doesn't he have to get the ball 20-something times in this game? I would go over, but it's not an easy one. I mean, I'm not saying this is like the easiest pick in the world, but I would go over on that, 106.5. Beckham, 52.5 yards receiving. Odell played really well on Monday. You know, the Rams got to feel vindicated for signing him and for going out and getting him when they lost Robert Woods. Well, I guess they signed him before they lost Robert Woods, but they needed him. He played well. What do you think, 52.5? I feel better about him scoring a touchdown than I do over 52.5 yards.
Yeah, that's it. He's the guy in the red zone. They're going to him in the red zone, but 52.5, let's see, recent games. He had 54 on Monday night. Before that, 18, 39, 37, 7. I'm going under.
Under.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
It feels like the under is always a good play when it comes to props. When in doubt, just take the under.
Yeah. What is? Mike Evans, 67.5 receiving yards. Now, the interesting part of that is Jalen Ramsey is who he's going up against.
See, yeah, there you go. And the other interesting part is it's Mike Evans. So he could have 19 yards or he could have 219 yards.
a little Jamar Chase-ish in that. Like when he goes crazy.
I would go over because I'm expecting a higher scoring game, but I don't feel great about any Mike Evans prop. Flip a coin.
Aaron, how about Josh Allen? 2.5 passing touchdowns. I like
this.
The over.
I kind of like. I do too. I feel like Josh Allen's going to have another big game. He had 5 last week. So 2.5 doesn't seem like a stretch for him to get 3. I like the over on the passing touchdowns, over 2.5 for Josh Allen.
It scares me because he might run for 2. So he could have a great game, 4 total touchdowns, and he ended up going over. I'll say over for both of those quarterbacks in that game, but it's a little dicey because of his legs.
So before we get to the last one, and then we have the pick 'em at the end, it just feels like, and this kind of jives what we said last hour about the games this weekend, maybe more overs, more points. Feels like we're on more overs this week, just as we talked through this, than we were last week. Last week we were like, just hammer all the unders.
Under, yeah.
Yeah. this week we have some more over to our conversation. The last one is Travis Kelce, 5.5 receptions for the Chiefs on Sunday against the Bills.
What do you know? He had 6 catches in the regular season meeting, and this one set at 5.5. It was a disappointing performance for him. Only 57 yards in that game, but he did have 10 targets. He's going to be more impactful in this one. Now, tougher matchup going against Buffalo. So we shall see. But unlike their last game when Mecole Hardman was involved so much, it's money time. It's going to be a lot more Tyreek Kelce, and that's what I'm expecting. Each of them should get double-digit targets.
I might go under on this one. I don't have a good feel for it, so I'll just take the under.
Yeah, I'll go like over officially. Good. Okay.
I can see him scoring a touchdown, maybe going under this prop, maybe having 5 catches in the game. The last one, it was the same last week. So last week for the giving props for Wildcard Weekend, you had to pick your winner in a pick'em, and the game was Rams-Cardinals. Now, that game looked like a pick'em kind of game. It turned out to be a lopsided game. This week, another difficult one. It's actually the shortest number on the board. 1.5 now is the line on that game. Bills-Chiefs. Boy, you know, imagine going down these props and you're in the contest. You feel like, all right, I got this. You look at the game logs and you're like, what do I do with the Bills and the Chiefs? Like that's hard. That makes it interesting because you have to pick the winner of this game, and it's the hardest game to call.
So the smart money is coming in on Buffalo. The line is down to 1.5.
Yep.
Do we think at least 60% of the people in this pool are going to take Kansas City?
Yes.
Yes.
The Chiefs.
Okay. No. Well, then I think it's easy. Give me Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Buffalo anyways, but also if the majority of the people are taking Kansas City, I love the Bills.
Yeah, maybe it's closer to 55-50. People had this.
That was my thought.
Yeah, the Allen performance on Saturday against Belichick. Yeah, that sticks.
People have that in their head. It'll be interesting to see what the
split
is. 3 for 3,
Joe? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What's your pick?
I'm leaning Bills.
It's like, we got 2 more days of content on this. I don't want to give the official play away.
Yeah, listen, But I am. I think we can make the case for all the dogs this weekend. I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. There's a case for all of them.
Sure. And initial thought was, as a rule, if you get Pat Mahomes at less than a field goal favorite, you're supposed to take Pat Mahomes. So,
you know what's sticking in my head, though? When Eric Eager was on with us last hour and talked about the variance of Allen and if, like, mm-hmm. who's more likely to play a cleaner game? It's Mahomes.
Of course. Play calling. Do you have much trust in? Well, if Dayball pitches another perfect game, he might be hired before they get to the AFC Championship.
Halftime, they're going to roll him out of the stadium. The Bills are going to lose him before halftime.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Chicago Bears who hire him. All right, we got a lot to get to on the other side. Latest NFL game lines and injuries for this weekend. That Bills line is moving. And what is the injury status for Jimmy G? We'll tell you on the other side. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.